最近呢，我们经常聊到如今很多人面对手机都无法自拔。今天呢，英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道题为老板是否应该鼓励员工在工作间隙呢拿起手机刷个朋友圈或者玩个游戏。有研究人员称呢，这样能让员工在工作中更高效。 The Daily Mail reports, should your boss give you a smartphone break? Scientists claim employees are more productive if they have time to text and play Angry Birds. Next time your bossmoans about how much you use your phone during the day, tell them it's making you a better employee. Research has found that people who take smartphone micro breaks at various times throughout the day are happier and more productive. Breaks of just 1 or 2 minutes playing Angry Birds or using Facebook can also help employees recover from stressful situations.
We must say to our young listeners, Angry Birds and Facebook were these things that people used to like on the internet many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. I think the Daily Mail's a bit out of date. I mean, no one's playing Angry Birds anymore, surely, are they?
Mm-hmm.
We've all moved on from Angry Birds now, I think.
Yeah.
The research was carried out by Soo-ye Kim, a doctoral student in psychological sciences. To study smartphone usage, Kim and his colleagues developed an app that 72 study participants installed on their smartphones. The app measured the employees' smartphone use during work hours.
Mm-hmm. And I think in Britain you have the tradition of afternoon tea. Maybe nowadays we should turn to mobile phone. We have mobile phone break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, yeah, in many workplaces, and ours is one of them, you know, using the phone is not something that is not a big deal. I mean, I would feel really sorry, for example, to work in a place like a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you're working in the bank serving customers. Well, then that would look really wrong if you were using your mobile phone and playing games on it or something like that.
Yeah.
So it could be that the employees do need to have a proper, not a tea break, but a, what would you call it, an e-break.